Danes, attacks on lab leak theory were like communist suppression of dissent during Cultural Revolution. By Ian Hanchett on February 27, 2023. On Monday's broadcast of the Fox Business Network's Kudlow, Senator Steve Daines, R. Mount, stated that the treatment of Senator Tom Cotton, R.R., for first floating the lab leak theory is reminiscent of the way communists in China treated dissenters during the Cultural Revolution. Daines said, S.O.M.A. on Capitol Hill, "We're talking about this was a viable theory as to why the COVID virus started in Wuhan, and it might have been a lab leak. Look, you can't believe anything the communist dictators in China are saying. Remember, we just came off the Chinese spy balloon fiasco, they called that a weather balloon. So, why should we believe in the propaganda coming out of Beijing regarding the COVID virus? I think it is probable now, looking at these public intel reports, that it did come out of that lab. And I've asked, I was the first, in fact, member now to insist upon getting this information. I'm going to go into the SIF. I want to read the reports firsthand and see what DOE's got at the moment and I'll make a judgment myself." He continued, "But if you remember, Senator Cotton was out there publicly when this first came out a few years ago, he was belittled. It reminds me of what the communist Chinese did during the Cultural Revolution. They would belittle those who had contrary opinions. And at the end of the day, I think the Chinese were complicit in trying to cover up whatever happened there in Wuhan. And I think the lab leak is very much a viable theory. And I want to see the intel myself and get to the bottom of it." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.